Transgender Violence and the Covenant School Killings. Commentary. I was on Michael Patrick Leahy's Tennessee Star Report the other day to discuss a topic Mr. Leahy and I had covered many times before: the Covenant School murders in Nashville on March 27, 2023. Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a transgender person who preferred to call herself Aiden Hale and dressed like a member of Hamas, shot and killed 3 9-year-old children and 3 adults before perspicacious police stopped her from killing more. In the now more than a year since this horrific event, we have had little transparency about what actually caused it. This seems mainly due to the power structure of the city and the state of Tennessee that seeks to avoid any possible embarrassment to friends and acquaintances. They claim it is still under investigation. Prominent among the missing information is the manifesto written by Ms. Hale. A couple of pages of this manifesto have been leaked and contain the predictable crazed ravings of an anti-Christian madwoman. Although my friend Mr. Leahy is doing the right thing in pursuing legal means to obtain the release of the full document, it is unlikely to tell us what we couldn't already guess. Why did Hale do what she did? The answer may be in the science, not the phony science that is all around us, but some real science that the powers that be, even on the GOP side, are apparently fearful of investigating. Here's what I said, verbatim, on the radio the other day. I think the real issue here is scientific, and here's what I mean. A lot of research is being done now on what drugs do to people, and particularly people who are changing sex. The human body, I think, has 30 trillion cells in it. Every one of those cells dictates your sex, and if you monkey with that, strange things happen. There has been a lot of research being done on the number of transgender people involved in violent acts. It's quite real, and it's not just hormone treatments, it is also things like Prozac, which tend to reverse on them. It's like a pinball machine on tilt. There are certain things you can do to yourself that will screw you up in such a way. And this is not anti-gay. In fact, a lot of gays hate this because it just throws everything up in the air into biological madness. Was Audrey Hale receiving testosterone treatments in her attempts to be male? If so, how much? We don't know, although such treatments are commonplace in such situations. What are the limits? What does it do? Could it, at a certain level, possibly turn you into a rage killer if your body was not constructed or tuned for it biologically, if the odds are 28 trillion to 1? We do know or have been informed that there is no record of the deceased Ms. Hale having been checked for testosterone levels in her autopsy. As I also said on the radio, this is either criminal or unbelievably dumb. Violence among those transitioning has been reported by others, including the highly respected journalist/novelist Bruce Bauer. Does this mean all transgender people are necessarily homicidal? Of course not. But it does mean we should check carefully, extremely carefully, when people are undergoing so-called gender reassignment, whether through drugs or surgery or both. As I said, the body could go on tilt. Only we don't. And it's not just because of the misplaced propriety that has caused the secrecy in the Covenant School killings. Significant sums of money are very much involved. Gender reassignment is a highly lucrative business because it so frequently makes people into lifetime patients. A doctor at Vanderbilt University Medical Center made the mistake of bragging about this. It would be a service to the country if Nashville and Tennessee authorities would finally come clean on the Covenant murders in all its aspects, social and, most importantly, medical. It would ultimately save lives. But as the cliche goes, I'm not holding my breath.